Hallelujah. Yes, you are Jehovah Katonda.
Praise Jesus, children of God.
Mwasuze mutya munyali amukama wafe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives?
Buliza muganda omugambe.
You can greet your brother and tell them.
Nayo kakasa weyanjo de maso ga mukama.
Are you sure you've introduced yourself before God?
Okakasa.
Are you sure?
The prayer you've been
introducing or joking before God,
all
along I've seen you wrap up your hands.
All
along I see you not minding.
Do you think we're going to
introduce again?
He
speaks in Psalms.
Zaburi chikumi satu, chikumi, chikumi biri.
Psalms 102.
And
the verse 13.
Paka arwekumi na umunana.
And to 18.
Na agamba what?
And he says this.
Zaburi chikumi biri.
Psalms 102.
Okuva kunyo arwekumi na satu.
From verse 13.
Zaburi. Zaburi esula ya chikumi mubiri. Olunyiriri olwokubiri.
Psalms 102 from verse 13.
Zaburi chikumi mubiri olunyole kumine sato. Oli golokoka, oli salira sayuni. Kubango obude butuse okumusa asira. Wewao obude obwara giru wabutuse. Olunyole kumine nya. Kubanga abadubo bansanyu kila ama injage. Zaburi chikumi mubiri olinyolwe kuminenya. Kubanga abadu basanyukira amayinjage. Era basasire mfufuye. Olwe kuminetano. Bwega ti amawanga gonna gali ti erinya lya Mukama. Ne bakabaka bonna abensi bali ti ekitiibwa kyo. Kumina mukaaga. Kubanga Mukama azimbidde eddala Isayuni. Alabikidde mu kitiibwa kye. Kumi na musanvu. Alooze zo kusaba kwa baba firidua. Sota nyomye kusaba kwa we.
Kadunata nyoma kusaba.
God does not despise prayer.
Alooza kusaba kwa baba kuzero simbulambono.
Thinks of prayer who have made loss in this life.
Ida na atanyoma kusaba kwa muntu kwa.
Doesn't despise the prayer of any person.
Na atigubo nyomo kusaba kumaso.
Despise your prayer before him.
Chiwira chitia.
How is that?
Ye katonda kukoririchi.
What should God do for you?
Kwanga ita nyoma kusaba kwa usaba.
He does not despise prayer.
Na atigui.
But you.
No nyomo kusaba kumaso ga katonda.
Despise your prayer before God.
You
pray you don't mind
because
he has chased demons,
take
away sorrow and weariness,
he's
healed your sickness,
he's
given you light of knowledge.
When a prayer
introduced yourself before God, you
feel
for you feel the goodness his counsel has done good to you.
You've
eaten, drunk,
and
you come in his presence. And you pray as if you don't care. Is this religion?
Or
it's of salvation?
Others
will you pray for grace?
Already
what I have is sufficient.
But
the wrong thing you do in the middle
is there.
You think of only your own
things. It's
not fault of the
others.
Others need your prayer.
God,
all you have peace, you've been healed.
All
demons no more attack you.
Others
are waiting for your prayer.
It will
do them good. Now, brethren,
God
in this time,
as you
say, there is a reason. Let's read verse 13 again.
Zaburi chikumi mubiri, olunyiru wa kuminasatu.
Psalms 102 verse 13.
Oli golokoka, oli sasira sayuni. Kubango obude butuse okumusasira. Wewao, Praise
Jesus
much.
Time
of having favor on the church has come. The time has come. The six seasons we are in. Go to have favor on the church.
It's
holy ones all over the world.
Yet
remember he's given that work to us. And we introducing to ourselves.
Most,
when we come in the morning like today.
Services
in
the
time, all services of God. We remember one thing.
Say
we are two, three gathered for his sake, and he's there. See, you stand before the Lord, you're wrapping up your hands. Pray prayers we are jokingly.
Yourself,
you're proving out pieces around you.
It's
around you. The demon is no more stronger than me.
Looks
you think of only your own things.
It's
your brother out there crying to the Lord. And what they pray, they don't know. They don't have even any scripture that they can quote them.
Yet,
noise before God with words without meaning.
God said
this with meaningful words.
Cannot
bring clear prayers.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, Waruganda.
Now, brethren,
I don't want to use
wrongly the time God has given you.
Verse 17
is resumed to tell us. Psalms 102 verse 17.
Alowozeza okusaba kwaba bafiriddwa. So tanyomye kusaba kwawe.
Alowozeza okusaba kwabo.
Speaks of the prayer of those who got in troubles.
Irata nyoma kusaba kwabantu.
Not despise prayers of them.
Nyatebereza munga gotwaru kusaba kwa runyomo nyomo maso ga mukama.
Take your prayers jokingly before God.
Oberawo.
You just there.
Obukulembeze kastabira yeno nga.
As long as the one leading is praying up here.
Olumo oberawo.
Sometimes you're there. Just play with your lips. No speaking out.
Laboko sabuye byandikwa ngoga.
And you use scripture say.
Mukama akebere mitima ne sala jesa baji
uri. Even the prayer I pray here.
Ngojayo ne chandikwe chira.
Bring out another scripture.
Amanyi bitusabanga tuna.
Twagala
nga tuna ku.
We speak it out.
But
child, what makes you act stubborn before the Lord?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Because he's given you peace. Should he take it away? And you learn to pray?
No,
one day told the Israelites, when they had come from Egypt,
and they
entered Canaan,
in
Judges chapter 2, told them, I'm not going to take away all those nations. I'm going to leave for you five nations. And they will become thorns to you.
Learn,
fight lest you forget to
fight.
Many times that comes from our
laziness.
We show God in the beginning.
It's
not when we begin to pray or to fight. Cold and
get
enemy once come from the heart. Beats us, we no more remember pray. We don't remember to fast.
Can
tell you fast 3 days and you laugh. And you say, fast leave me.
Have
to remember yourself free will fasting. That is service. You see me, I finish.
It's
prayer I'm praying.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You are snoring.
You will
bring back the five nations.
Time
he had mercy had taken them away. People maybe want demons
to get
back. Fight with the demons. And they don't go. Because the Holy Spirit has given us peace. Beat demons right at the gates.
Others
beat them when you leave
home.
They are taken off when they come here. We don't be troubled.
We see
prayer of warfare for what? Which is demons. God
will
leave demons to respond. If you draw cold and they come and they get to people's heads, we chase them.
But
if we snore,
we chase
spiritual world when we don't see. Reach your time and say prayer is for what now? Prayer of warfare
is for
what? All along we pray, demons never shake themselves here. You reach to put in the canality. Sometime back, his family, they called me, go pray for them. We are chasing demonic spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those demonic spirits, when they call the other prayer warriors, they possess the child and they climb into the ceiling and they fight with them much. Now when I came,
demon
didn't do any stubbornness. And they thought, what is this? Demons are silent. This one has no power to chase them.
For God,
we shift the battle to the spiritual world. Holy Spirit and armies of angels to fight.
Now,
we move our way to go. Take the child to the hospital, check their eye. As they are going there, demons are right back. You see, maybe it didn't chase them.
And
the demons tore them apart. Angels moved aside to first see that battle. In the faith of the others we prayed for. That day, the next day, take the child to school.
And
demons get back. Our prayer is still there, moving on. As they are there, the child is blind in the eyes.
He
remained just speaking. The woman who has been strangling me is there. I see her there, she cannot leave that place. Angel Badoni is
telling
me that call fire 7 times. Remember, the child has never started
yet. Even
the angel Michael's yet is blinded. And he writes, he doesn't see what he writes. Right from that day, did they ever see demons?
Thought
battle began to confront physically. Now, brethren, you take away that life. God hates people who take things jokingly.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
hates people who take things jokingly.
We introduce
ourselves before God and you wrap up your hands and you speak two words. You're speaking. It looks at you.
The
prayer of introduction is a bit broad. Involves thanking God. Involves repentance. Involves praying to be
given.
And involves warfare. I don't know you are out what. We are to do. Maybe we repeat it.
Surprises,
all things we do, God remembers them.
Much
remembers you on your prayer like
so
that. Read the verse 18 you hear.
Zaburi 12:18.
Psalms 102 verse 18.
Echo chiri wandikirwa emireme jirija. Negwanga eriritondewa liritendereza mukama. 19. Kubanga tunulidde wansinga ima kuwatukuvuwe. Awaguru mivu. Mukama yalabe nsinga ima muguru. Olwabiri. Okuulira okusinda kw'omusibe. Okusumulula abo. Abaterekerwa okufa.
You hear what happens? They see people groaning out there. They are groaning.
Once
lose those going to be killed. Waits to be people who stand for their sake.
Those
bound in captivity of Satan are there many. Others are on the door of destruction.
Pray
if someone helps them. Someone stands the gap and can save them. Father is in his holy place and he looks. Ways to see how we can save.
And
set some apostles and prophets in our midst. And
they
lead us to teach us.
First set us loose, we nearing them. We too lose them in
that captivity. Now he gets to see you. And your prayer, you are joking.
Omanyi Maiko.
And now he said,
Michael, go beat
demons of the one they have not
prayed.
Come this one joking with knowledge.
They don't
get demons, they chase them, come your way. You see, now you've entered warfare.
So about Uganda.
Now, brethren, I would have thought like this.
Every day.
Before God, never joke with
them.
Don't do anything before God joking.
He
tells you in one psalm,
serve
God will fear and trembling. If you are into
joking,
go home and sleep at least.
You say, God, today
I appear among those to fellowship. I have
rested it.
It's not responsible. Come before God. You have no meaningful words.
Because
the possibility two, three gather for his sake.
Even
though the Father is above heaven,
and
his word in the third heaven,
but
our ministry through his Holy Spirit, and he hears what he hears,
what
we teach, he connects them, treats the sick, those with things troubling them, passes through doing good to us.
Don't
He's doing nothing, that he just be in our midst.
He's
not just in our midst. He takes care of what we are on, what we do, what can be troubling us, anyone with yours, anyone with any failure, any sick,
he
means doing his works in our midst.
It
needs to understand
that
Christ is there, he's doing what?
He's
seated in the seat. Oh, the works it is doing.
So singa batani sokukora mu amulimo.
Begin to do a work in you.
Obokora mulimo muori
bwo sabira. Do a work in the other you pray for.
No sirika
ko. You keep silent. It
agamba yo satoka ngente rwa maso gabara bibale.
Said no dismay yourself before your enemy.
Nange ne moke okengente.
Me too that I don't get this.
Okugwa mu amanyi ko kusala ko katondo okukora.
You're weakening cuts off God from working.
Seeks
another whole star and they work with him.
All of
we are co-workers with God.
Now
I speak this, brethren. That word I've spoken is long. It's very long. To appear that we don't joke before the presence of God. There are some people who are used to joking before the Lord. Told them to touch the covenant box. Don't they attach it every person. And there's people who had familiarization.
They
saw as if it's falling. And they caught it. And they smote them. And they died instant.
Put
the Ark of the Covenant. It's just there always.
The
covenant box made from trees. It was painted with gold.
It
was named the name of the Lord. Now the problem is that stop praying before the Lord. Everything done, do it in his righteousness. Because of time, we're not going to resume the prayer. But the next time, everything we do in the service of God, we do it with determination. We do it with a motive which is rightful. Don't get lazy before the Lord. And God hates it. People who are simple, simple people. They are there.
They are serious.
They are not serious. In what say others, if you're afraid, you go back home. They were going to Gideon on war.
Said,
all those afraid, go back home. It's what we tell you.
If you
come in the service of God,
you
still have a situation of dozing, go back home and sleep. Others say now, forsake fellowship. I came for fellowship. It's only when you come for fellowship, you do what you want, or their commands following.
You have to
do all for edifying the church. I don't know whether wrapping up your hands edifies people. We are praying you've wrapped your hands like that. You tell others, though you don't pray, you've come. Everything you do before God,
services of God,
do it with determination. And you're focused. That's perfected before Him. For you await to see what He would have answered you. So those are the words of aligning ourselves.
And
I will request those leading us in prayer. Many times leave the microphone. Put it aside, come back. Hear how the others pray. Leave them. Tell them to pray. Lead them. And you're watching them. You to look at them. See what comes in them. You want a voice reach the back, and you're not holding the microphone.
Amen.
Because now, one day I ran from prayer,
and
the Holy Spirit, people leave them, pray for themselves. Because they are growing.
Restore
the five nations to them. What will they do? And they become thorns to them. You know those questions you had gotten used to them. We don't know well to use peace. We are used to being battling every time. And that trained us. Demons will come for you. Now, you were made to pray. What do you say? Praise Jesus, brethren.
We
thank God for that rebuke.
There
is a question I used to ask myself, and the Holy Spirit puts it in me. And they say, when we are in the other synagogues, the fixed salvation we are in, we used to toil much, we prayed much, and it was hard not to mind.
Some
people I passed with when you were sharing, I see them determined more than me. Pray to God. Help us, empower us.
Today,
we go back with that boldness.
Amen.
Let's read verse 22. Psalms 102:22.
Amawanga wegali kungana wamu na amatuale okueleza mukama. Olwabiri mwesatu. Yakendeza kumanyi gange mukubo yasala kunaku zange.
God, if you
dare pray on Him, strength has been giving you.
Days
he had given you under the sun, He cuts them off. That has no meaning. What is He doing there?
But
strength to watch over them and to save many.
And
have given them a number of days. You see, they have no meaning. You reduce their strength. If you take away some of their protection, you take some protection and you see problems. Psalms 102:24.
Nenjogera nti ayi Katonda wange tontwalira dalange nakuzange tezinnagwawo emyaka jo giberenge emirembe jonna. Olwabiri mwetano edda watandika ensi neggulu gwe mulimu gw'emikono jo. Olwabiri mwomukaaga ebyo birigwawo naye gwe onoobereranga weewaawo ebyo byonna birikaddiwa ng'ekyambalo. Olibi wanyi sange chambalo. Nebyo ebili wanyi sivwa. Abili musamvu.
Yes, praise Jesus. God, as you began with him, he is like that.
Now,
he keeps changing. He never changes. If you came in strength, you have to remain in power. That's where he knows you from. If you came weak, he empowered you. If you came when you were foolish, he gave you wisdom. He gets the foolish of the world and he gives them wisdom.
More
you do things of foolishness,
he
gave you wisdom. That is another. You need beatings.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Our God never changes. He never changes. Once you determine from today on to the end.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So,
let's think of that word.